Lovers, this is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 40s to the 80s. Welcome, everyone, to the class of 1973. Come on in, grab a seat, because we're going to have a good time with so many great songs from that year. And we open it with Paul Simon and Kodachrome, and that is followed by a keen suggestion from Mr. Al Green. Come on in and sit right down. Have a talk with me about how things ought to be. You ought to be with me.
If you
His great early 70s hits, You Ought to Be With Me. Well, I certainly don't mean to doubt your loyalty, but it is important that you are with me every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on KPTZ 91.9. And I'm Jerry Osborne, friend of those who want no friends. And I think it's kind of appropriate to follow You Ought to Be With Me with Just You and Me. And that is done by Chicago. just a snuggling up like two pearls in an oyster shell. Just you and me. And that classy little number is provided by Chicago and their great big band sound. I don't think they ever made a bad record. And so the class of 73 rolls along with a motion picture tune from that year. It was the theme of the Poseidon Adventure, done so beautifully by Maureen McGovern.
There's got to be a morning after, if we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late, we should be giving. Only with love can we climb. It's not too late.
Be upside down, but it didn't keep her from singing right side up. Maureen McGovern, one of those alliterative names, and The Morning After. Well, by golly, isn't that also the name of a pill? Well, 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 isn't it ironic that the king of rock and roll sings about being raised on rock? And I want to hear more.
I remember as a child I used to hear music that they play, Lord, with a fear. Some call it folk, some call it soul. People, let me tell you, it was rock and roll. I was raised on rock, got that rhythm in my soul. Every day when I get home, I turn on my radio, listening to the music that my idols made. I knew every single record the DJs played, from Honky Tonk to Hound Dog to Johnny B. Good. Chain gang, love is train, knuckle. I was raised on rock, got that rhythm in my soul. I was born in love of being, all the things for rock and roll. I thought it was a fad, thought it would pass. The younger generation knew it would last. Time's gone by, the beat goes on, and every time I hear it, Lord, it takes me home. I was raised on rock, got the rhythm in my soul. Every day when I go home, I turn on my radio. Mother played recordings of Beethoven's Fifth, Mozart sonatas down the classical list. My papa loved to listen to those country songs while I was in the back room knocking on. I was raised on rock, got that rhythm in my soul. I was born to love a beat, I would think of rock and roll.
As I have stated many times on this show and in print elsewhere, music is my life. And so I definitely relate to the line in that song where Elvis says, "Every day when I got home, I turned on the radio." Except that for the most part, I had a car when I was in high school, and so I could listen to the radio on the way home as well as after I got there. So this is Jerry O on KPTZ, and the mood is just right for Gladys Knight and the Pips from the class of 73. And my friend, it looks like the end is in sight, even though neither one of us wants to say goodbye. What to do? What to do?
It's sad to think
tonight on a plane.
Surprisingly, Daniel's flight left on time, though we never did find out his destination. But it's a great song by Elton John and just one of his many, many, many great hits in the 70s. Now, from one great singer-songwriter to another, this time Jim Croce, a great talent whose life was cut short at the age of 30 in a plane crash on September 20th, 1973. But the song we've chosen has a great line that he will always be remembered for. There never seems to be enough time to do the things once you found them.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time.
Great song with great lyrics and a great title, Time in a Bottle from Jim Croce. And now I'm pleased to say that it's time to visit with another one of our great celebrity friends from the Golden Age. And she's been with us before, but she's just so doggone interesting. I just love talking to Miss Donna Fargo. First, you need to know that she was born Yvonne Vaughn. Now, if that isn't already a stage name, what is? But for reasons that you will soon hear, it was recommended that she change it to a different name. So we'll go through the steps that took Yvonne Vaughn to Donna Fargo. And then the other thing we want to talk about is how significant her songwriting ability was to her overall success. In fact, Donna was a songwriting machine. Of her first 36 hits, she wrote 22 of them. And of her 6 number one hits, she wrote 5. And those are just a couple of reasons why I'm so happy to have her on the show. Get on in here, Donna.
Thank you. I'm happy to talk to you, and I'm just so excited.
Donna, I'm speechless.
Oh, Jerry, now you're not speechless. I know you.
Let's back up to 1964 when you, Yvonne Vaughn, had your first record and it came out credited to Yvonne Vaughn. Then your next record, 1 year later, came out credited to Vonnie Vale. And then the next one came out Yvonne Vaughn again.
One of those first songs that I wrote was called Would You Believe a Lifetime?
The first one that was credited to Donna Fargo.
Well, see, we were in the studio, and they said, we're getting ready to make this label. You need to probably change your name. They might pronounce it Yvonne Vaughn or Yvonne or Yvonne.
Yeah.
You need a simple name. So this guy was standing around. He was a stuntman from the studios in L.A., and he said, I used to know a lovely lady named Donna Fargo, and I always thought it was a great name. I said, okay with me. It's easy to pronounce. If they mispronounce that, man, it would be deliberate. So that's how Donna Fargo was born.
You had 38 charted hits and multiple hits every year from 1972 all the way into 84. I mean, you were just on the charts constantly. A great deal of those you wrote yourself, didn't you?
I did. I had the most success, actually, Jerry, with with the songs that I wrote. I really think that my writing was the key to my success. You know, the record companies and the DJs who contributed that really picked some of the singles, you know, that the record company might not have picked. So, and special thanks to the fan for hearing something that spoke to their hearts maybe and inspired something in their soul.
Fantastic, Donna. Thank you so much, and you and I will be talking soon.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Okay. I love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
KTTV, Fort Townsend.
And here's one of her number one hits that really shows off her songwriting ability, written for her mother after she died and titled You Were Always There.
Can't remember my first memory of you. You were always there. And now I know I never knew you well. But I was just a kid, and you were always there to pick me up every time I fell. And you always warmed the blanket to wrap around my feet when you tucked me into bed to say my prayers. And I'll bet I never thanked you among all the other things that I took for granted, 'cause you were always there. Yes, you were always there, so we never took the time for you to tell me your dreams and me to tell you mine. And we never took the time to talk of love and happiness and life and death and heartache and pain and loneliness. Why, I don't even know if you were happy or if you could have been, or if you could have one wish, what would it be? Or what would you do differently if you could live again? And were you glad you gave life to me? Not give anything to tell you that I'm glad that you were born, but you'll never hear the words I learned to say. 'Cause before I got to know you, you died of loneliness, and they tell me I grew up and moved away. Yes, you were always there, so we never took the time for you to tell me your dreams and me to tell you mine. There were so many things that could have been, but now we'll never share, 'cause kids don't know much, and you were always there. No, kids don't know much, and you were always there.
And so it goes. Kids don't know much, and you were always there. A real heartfelt song for Donna Fargo. Now on the Jerry Osborne Show, we maintain the mama theme, although this particular one is trying to overcome that disability of not knowing how to dance. We get that story from Loggins and Messina.
Rock and roll. It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. Chaff them and I daily laugh to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my
a number one hit for the Platters back in 1958, but in 1973, the British group Blue Haze turned it into a top 30 hit. And the hits just keep on coming here on KPTZ with John Fogerty singing as the Blue Ridge Rangers and a little bit of the old Hank Williams hit of Jambalaya. Goodbye, Joe. We gotta go.
Goodbye, Joe. Pick it up, feel free to drive.
It wasn't very long after John Fogerty left Creedence Clearwater Revival and started his own band, the Blue Ridge Rangers. So now we leave Cajun country and jambalaya, and we join Karen Carpenter from 1973 as she reminisces about the great days of doo-wops and chooby-dooby-doo-ahs. They call it Yesterday Once More, and we'll call it that too.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing. It made me smile. Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone. Yesterday once more.
Shooby-doo-lang-lang. Shooby-doo-lang-lang.
Looking back on how it was in years gone by, and the good times that I had, makes today seem rather sad. So much had changed. It was songs of love that I would sing to them, and I'd memorize each word. Those old melodies still sound so good to me as they melt the years away.
Every shot.
It's yesterday once more.
Sweet sound of the Carpenters and Yesterday Once More. From the lyrics in that song, I have a hunch that she would have really enjoyed our show, because around here, it's always yesterday. And this is KPTZ in beautiful Port Townsend, and we are having a great time as usual, and happy to present Ringo Starr's number one hit from 1973. It's a one-word title, Photograph.
But all I've got is a photograph, and I read that's not something that I'm looking forward to. I can't get used to living here while my heart is broke. My tears I cried for you. I want you here to have an old as the years go by and we grow old and gray. Every time I see your face, it reminds me of the places we used to go. But all I've got is a photograph and I read you're not coming back anymore. Every time I see your face, it reminds me of the places we used to go. But all I've got is a photograph, and I realize you're not coming back anymore.
There's Ringo Starr in Photograph, although he is now known as Sir Richard Starkey. And what a great honor that is. Now, from Three Dog Night on KPTZ, it's that musical question that you've all asked yourself. Shambhala!
Shambhala.
Good grief, this class of 1973 is full of questions. From Shambhala to Are You or Are You Not Reeling in the Years? Group in charge of Reeling in the Years on this show is Steely Dan, which I'm sure you knew. And so we're going to wrap up the class of 1973 with a great song from Harold Melvin and his Blue Notes. And the title is If You Don't Know Me By Now. But if you don't know me by now, then you just need to listen a little more often. Yeah, and make it a regular date right here on KPTZ. And you'll find out that I really love doing these shows.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. We only act like children when we argue for the fight. Hey, hey.
If you don't know,
if you don't know now,
you will never, never, never know.
You'll never, never, never know me. Hey,
if you don't know,
if you don't
know,
if you don't know me,
you
baby. Got our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. long as we've been together. That should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together. Oh, we might as well say goodbye. What good is a love affair when we can't see eye to eye?
Well, friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.